This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is a beautiful Friday morning. Really cold. 8:06 in the morning on a Friday.
It is very bright, huh?
It is really bright. I was looking, I'm sure it's warmed up now, but right when the sun was coming up, lots of places got frost, according to KTVU.
Oh.
As I was looking over your shoulder in there. But yeah, nice. Today will be nice, and then it'll be halfway decent until Monday, apparently. And then Vinny believes the storm won't be that bad, though.
Someone wrote in and said,
based
great,
on
now it's going to be the storm of the century.
Stop
way
it.
To go, Vin.
No, Vinny. It's not going to be. I believe that Vinny has a vibe on storms and that he's right about this one.
510 says, Vinny just made this new storm the storm of the century. Be cool, Vin. Don't jinx it.
You're a jinx, Vin.
Sorry.
Just quickly, this is everywhere. It looks like Jussie Smollett has been written out of the final episodes of Empire. For this season, the things that haven't been shot yet, it looks like he's getting
so
written
wait
out.
Go back a second. So you said earlier that he'd showed up to work yesterday and did film some things, but they since have decided
the cast is like, this guy has got to go.
Oh, the cast,
we have
said,
been burned,
we don't want to do this with him.
Cast is against it, and apparently that's, you know, look, this is breaking, it's all over the place right now, but it's just breaking, so I don't have a lot of details on it other than they are saying he's been removed. Fox just announced it's scratching him from the end of the current season. The statement says, the events of the past few weeks have been incredibly emotional for all of us. Jussie has been an important member of our Empire family for the past 5 years. We care about him deeply. While these allegations are very disturbing, we are placing our trust in the legal system as the process plays out. We are also aware of the effects of this process on the cast and crew members who work on our show. And to avoid further disruption on the set, we've removed the role of Jamal from the final two episodes of the season.
Does anyone watch that show?
No.
I watched it in the beginning,
so
just a handful of episodes.
Did you see Bruce Willis's daughters in that show? And so is Tom Hanks' son? Yeah.
I don't think I did. That was probably after
Tom,
I dropped off.
Tom Hanks' son is also in it.
The DJ guy?
Chet Hanks.
The DJ guy?
I don't.
Chet Hayes.
Hanks.
No, I know, but isn't that his DJ name, Chet
like
Hayes,
that,
or something like that?
Oh, maybe. I'm just, because you said the cast wouldn't complain, and I'm like, oh, I wonder who's in this.
Well, they have a lot of
Naomi Campbell
stars that drop in and out of that show, because it's the music industry, so they bring on a lot of different
whoever's
folks.
Being recorded
sure.
or whatever.
Yeah,
in case you haven't heard about this Jussie Smollett story, it appears that he has staged an attack against himself, I don't know when it was, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And as the details emerge, it's appearing that he's just behind the whole thing. And these two guys that he knows who were extras are the ones who faked the attack. And it's ugly. It's and ruinous. Like, this is the ultimate terrible, terrible decision by someone who is now appearing desperate and deceptive and stupid.
And sticking to a story.
Yes.
At least through yesterday.
He told them he maintained his innocence in front of the judge when he went to his bail hearing, and he went to the people on the set and said, I swear to God I didn't do this.
Someone wrote in Lance Armstrong.
I thought of him too.
I didn't think of him, but that is a perfect example of someone who held publicly to his story all the way until he didn't. And then it was just, we were cheating. Yep. But everyone cheats. Mm. What?
But here's hours of tape of you denying it and being angry about the accusations. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I am not doping. And there
you
is.
Guys.
That is the one word that sums it all up. Anyway, that's the latest. If anything else breaks, we'll get to it. But otherwise, I expect to
the worst part
recap it on Monday.
Of this story is that while I didn't want him to have set this up for himself. I also didn't want it to be true that two white guys attacked a black guy in 2019.
Right.
And put a noose around his neck and poured bleach. Like, neither side of this story ends up okay.
It's awful.
It's awful either way you look at it.
Right. It's...
The better of the two is that he lied.
Right.
Unfortunately.
I agree. And it looks like that's the better of the two has come out. Okay, let's do the new music. And, you know, Hooman, can you say a little prayer? Let's have some of this be good.
What, the music?
Yeah, have some of this music be good. I don't have high hopes looking at this one, to tell you.
Is it all hip-hop stars that you don't like?
No, not all.
Is Kanye on there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We know it's going to hopefully be good.
What?
Well, yeah. Say the damn prayer.
We know it's going to
hopefully. All right, ready?
Yes, go.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus music, please.
Oh, all right. Should I wait for the music? Lord Jesus, thank you for this incredible morning show. Thank you that we're all still a family. And I just pray that you bless the music section. Let everyone who hears it be overjoyed with everything that's played. And even if they're not, let us smile and enjoy ourselves.
Okay.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. That's a good one. Bravo. You know, let us smile and enjoy ourselves.
There's some good stuff on this list.
Is there?
Is there? I pulled a few things that I thought you might like.
Well, you know I'm going to like Gary Clark Jr.
Starting with Gary Clark Jr.
Oh, man, I forgot to tell you or remind you that he was on Saturday Night Live the other day as the musical guest.
Did he just crush it?
Unfortunately, I forgot. Oh, Don Cheadle.
Was the host.
They said it was one of the lowest rated SNLs, like, in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for your buddy, Gary Clark Jr.
Oh, because...
because he's on the worst show.
Wow.
But he probably killed it, right?
I'm sure.
He's amazing. I love this guy.
Well, his new record is called This Land, and it includes a song called Pearl Cadillac, which I guess is the single. What did you grab for us?
You want that one first?
Sure. Here's Gary Clark Jr.
Pearl Cadillac.
So, Gary Clark Jr. is a guitar player. Is that him singing as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What else is on there? Give me something with, like, some ripping guitar on it.
Oh, he's on the guitar for every one of them.
I know, but something good.
I love that. Oh.
Here's This Land, the title track.
Okay. This is a weird song. Like, I really, there's so much depth in where the sound is coming from.
It's kooky.
Is this like a guest singer?
No, this is him.
But it almost sounds like he's rapping.
Yeah. Angry. All right. Did you want to do another one or...
If you want, add one more if you like.
Yeah, Benny likes him. This might be the only good thing we hear today. So,
I Walk Alone.
Okay,
I'm into it. I get it. It's not
That's
what
cool.
other people.
I like that. I
what
like
about?
That. Ding 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 ding.
Aren't you into Kehlani?
I do like her.
Yeah,
yes.
We have the Kehlani.
Oh, you got that too? Okay.
You know, though, it's a mixtape. Like, I don't understand this mixtape thing. Is this just like an EP? Like, what are they calling a mixtape for?
Usually,
what?
It's them.
Like for
their
me, a mixtape was
on somebody else's
tracks. Oh, so they take somebody else's track.
Typically, yeah, or that you know they're just kind of freestyle it. Or
because for me, a mixtape was you know here's a bunch of songs I taped off the radio for you.
Right,
I love you.
No, yeah, this is normally just taking other people's tracks and putting your own spin on it.
All right, let's do the Kehlani then. It's called While We Wait. They're calling it a mixtape. I mean, it's neither on tape nor. I assume it's her. So
yeah,
you're saying
it's her.
These are covers.
No, they're not covers. She's putting her own lyrics on top of other tracks. Normally, that's what it is, mixtape. Here is Footsteps.
Isn't she East Bay?
Yep.
That's correct. Another one?
I want to wear some socks sometime. Okay, yeah, give me another one.
I thought she said I really want to work this out.
Oh, whoa. Well, yeah, that sounds, makes way more sense than I really want to wear some socks sometime.
It's cold sometimes. Here is Too Deep.
So are you saying that these mixtapes are backing tracks from some other song that she just totally reimagines?
That's how rappers use that term, mixtape. So Drake would take a bunch of tracks he likes and just throw a bunch of freestyles on it and just release it.
Oh.
And it's kind of like throwaways for them.
Oh.
You know, an easy way to release albums that they didn't spend too much time on producing.
Right. They just took tracks that already existed and just
like
put their own thing
their way of jamming and releasing these things and not really being liable
that makes
for
sense to me,
copying
I guess.
Right. music, right?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Because you're giving the other the person credit, whoever's album or music it is.
Okay. And then that person gets... They probably have to give permission. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do a mixtape. I want to use your...
Right.
Okay, I got it. I want to go to Dream Theater.
These guys...
Oh, they're back?
You skipped Bad Flower?
14th album. I'm gonna
oh, you guys all together on there?
Oh, I see. Oh.
So Dream Theater is a band I played when I worked in San Diego on the rock station. Pull Me Under was a huge hit. Yeah. For, you know that song?
I do.
Okay, so they're kind of a prog rock band.
They are. That's exactly what I would call them. And this is, I don't know when the last record they put out was, but this is their 14th overall record, and it's called Distance Over Time. And here is what Dream Theater sounds like these days.
This is Paralyzed. Okay.
If you're, yeah, I mean, yeah, they're definitely heavier. The, I mean,
oh, honey, I wasn't even hearing that till you said it.
The Angels were singing.
All right.
All right, give me one more from them.
Fall Into the Light.
That's pretty good. Ain't no three quarter, that's for sure. All right, so now there's, I got a few things here that you're going to yay or nay me on these because I put question marks next to them. I'm like, okay, mild interest on my part, and I make Bryn sit and listen to them and decide if they make it onto the air or not. So the first one is the debut album by an LA rock band called Bad Flower.
I liked it.
And the title of the record is Okay, I'm Sick.
All right, here is Promise Me.
Oh, Bryn.
Sounds like the 80s.
Give it a sec. Give it a sec.
What are you doing?
Open your mind for a minute.
Is this Kaja Gugu? Gross.
Oh, Bryn.
It's a little cheesy, but I see why you like it. You have the same like pop rock sensibility that I do.
All right, listen to this part.
All right.
I just love like breakdowns like that, you know,
you
when they come back.
You promised me you'd never die.
I think I could listen to that a few times and start to like it.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's cool. But it's funny when that started out, it definitely sounded like, you know, like emo. some buried Simple Minds song or something. Okay, go ahead.
Here's a Ghost.
God, you hate love so much. Is this going to start rocking soon?
Mm-hmm. Let me jump.
Oh, I like that. Ooh. Ooh.
I'll jump ahead a little bit.
I like them.
Oh.
Yeah. I like this. All right. So that is a band called Bad Flower. This is their first album, so who knows if we'll ever hear of them again, but it's called Okay, I'm Sick.
So glad you liked it.
Okay, what did you think? It's good. I like it. Did you think it was worth it to pull from Dutch symphonic metal band Delane?
Yeah, they have a.
But very, you're not endorsing them. You don't seem as excited.
Some people will like them. I think they weren't. I don't hate it. So I think it's worth playing.
Hunter's Moon is the name of the record.
Masters of Destiny. All
right. Oh, boy. Go, Bryn. What do you think, Hooman?
I mean, is there any lyrics?
Here we go. Vinny has his headphones off. I don't know what that means. Turn it up. Let's immerse ourselves in Delane.
All right, that's all I put
okay.
for that one.
Well,
that's
right. Yeah, enough, that's I feel like. Here's something. This is another Dutch dude.
Wow.
Two Dutch releases. Benny Sings.
Oh.
Did you say no to this?
No, I didn't. It's okay.
So they're saying he's a Dutch pop star who kind of rocks like a Bee Gees vibe.
Yeah, it's very PG.
This doesn't sound like the Bee Gees. Is it? What's the name of the song?
Everything I Know.
Well, he's singing falsetto.
I guess. Can you pull the song Not Enough? It's supposed to be like a disco song.
Oh, okay. Here, give me a second. I'll play another one first. Here's Late at Night.
Okay. Benny Sings is who we're listening to. Some Dutch. Never mind. Don't bother with that third song. We're gonna
oh, you don't
on.
Want Not
no,
Enough?
I
have it right now.
Oh, boy.
Here it is.
What's it? Not Enough?
Not Enough, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like the rest of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. And now we get to page two. Offset from Migos has a record out today called Father of Four. His guests include J. Cole, Quavo, Travis Scott, 21 Savage, Cardi B, CeeLo, Gunna, and Gucci Mane. It says here, I'm going to guess that's Gucci Mane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Offset from Migos, Father of Four.
Here's one featuring CeeLo.
Okay. Oh, I love CeeLo.
North Star.
Okay.
So then Offset must do like a rap section in this?
He does, but...
This doesn't have very many hash marks. You know how they judge them by the hash marks across?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This is lowly ranked compared to Legacy. You have that one?
No.
Do you have Clout?
I don't. All of them were very explicit, and so
right.
Didn't give me a clean version.
Well,
so you had to like edit them up.
Yes.
Okay, well, anyway, that's what that record sounds like. We don't have much time, so I'm going to go to Lil Pump. Lil Pump is the dude who dressed up as a Perrier bottle or a Fuji water bottle, one of those.
Oh, I like that bit.
And then there's the actual video for this song, which, by the way, we were watching this morning. And, man, this is like, are you such a effing hoe? I love it. I like it when you... do that one thing that you do to my lap. I love it. Like, it is so explicit. And Kanye and him are, like, in these, like, weird box outfits with, like, gold chains. It's the funniest thing. With the big shoes. Giant shoes.
Huh.
Such a weird... And Kanye actually is likable in the video because mm-hmm. he's sort of tongue-in-cheek on the whole thing. So, anyway, Lil Pump, that's where you'd know him from some of those Kanye things. And Kanye is one of the guests on the Lil Pump album.
The song you just heard, that one.
Oh, that's...
I Love It is what it's called.
Oh, that's his song.
It's, yeah. It's
oh, I didn't realize
on
that.
On this album.
Lil Wayne's a guest, YG, 2 Chainz, Lil Uzi Vert, and an Offset. Harvard with an E, Dropout is.
Here's Too Much Ice.
Okay. It's true, there is too much ice on you, and if you keep putting it on Instagram, you're going to get rolled. Someone's going to yank your chain off your neck. All right.
You hear him using Gia? Gia, Gia. I'll go back.
Okay, that's terrible. And I want to wrap it up with, let's do this Chinese hip-hop group called Higher Brothers.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm intrigued. Chinese hip-hop, let's do it. 5 Stars is the name of the record, and here is what it sounds like.
Here is Open It Up.
So you found an edited version? This is supposed
yes,
to be pretty explicit.
There's an edited version of this. I'll jump ahead a little bit if you want to hear more. Do you want another one?
Yeah, give me one more. This is a Chinese hip-hop group called Higher Brothers. Well, it turns out Chinese rap sucks as bad as American rap.
Right.
All right, there's your new music. Thanks, Hooman. I think the prayer really worked.
Way to go, Hooman.
Good stuff going there. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Weird eating habits. I've got some fast facts and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
What is going on?
That was my bad.
Oh, man.
Hey, so Vinny and I just found... Can you please look at Bad Flower and see if that's Johnny Galecki's band? I'm looking at them, and I'm not seeing Johnny Galecki in these pictures, but I might be...
You might not know.
Well, look at though. I mean, just.
I was just reading what the texter had said.
Yeah,
I don't know if
it's
true.
I'm not recognizing him in these, but.
Remind us who Johnny Galecki is.
Johnny Galecki is a guy, kid from Roseanne and on the Big Bang Theory. So, and we had heard that he had
members
a band.
Are Josh Katz, Joey Moreau, Anthony Sanetti, and Alex Espiritu.
Nope. All right.
So I don't know maybe they have them confused with some other band.
Oh,
or
no,
something.
I do see that the band recruited the Big Bang Theory actor to join them on stage to close a show one night, I think.
I don't think that means he's
in the
band.
Okay.
But anyway, that was my favorite band from today.
Bad Flower.
That's some debut record. And I was like, oh, maybe that's why they actually made it onto this list. Anyway, it's all neither here nor there. It's everywhere. So this week, wheels up, we're sending someone on a trip for two to see Shawn Mendes in Miami. All this coming week, listen all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Call in 97 will instantly win a pair of tickets to see Mr. Mendes in Oakland in July, and then you're in the running for this grand prize trip to Miami. So that's the big deal next week. Make sure you're here on the Alice for that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru True Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Before I get to the news of the day, I wanted to mention real quick, show friend, longtime show friend, Marcus Osborne is doing stand-up on March 13th at the Punchline.
Well.
And tickets are on sale now, so I know that's a few days away, a couple weeks there, but I thought he's trying to sell these tickets. He wants you to come see him perform live. It's his first time doing stand-up.
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
Uh-huh. Bala.
I want to go to that.
Say the date again.
March 13th.
It's on a Wednesday.
At the Punchline.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
It is, but, you know, I'll figure I'll stay an hour and get out of there.
Yeah, that's fun, though. Good for him.
Yeah.
It's going to be terrifying.
Oh, well. God. Remember when we had to do just
You've done live stand up before.
You know, the crowd was really on my side, though. I mean, the crowd, it was a bunch of our listeners.
How many? Because we had to do, me and Kathy had to do like seven.
This was a
bet
payoff, you should mention. So the girls lost horribly to me in a big bet.
We used to do these long term, draw out, you know, knockdown, drag out battles called CQDQ, Chick Quiz, Dude Quiz.
Right.
And we'd make some ridiculous bet, you know, that seemed so far off of the future, that'll never happen.
Yeah, totally.
And the loser had to do, I think I had to do a half hour.
I think.
It wasn't that much.
It was. And it was a half hour, and then you had to do 15 minutes, and Kathy had to do 7 minutes.
Less minutes, yeah.
Yeah. But all three of us did the thing.
I'll never forget, my legs were shaking. I was wearing pants, and I could feel my knees like buckling under me, shaking.
I think that was the first time I told the full story of the peeing on the field too.
It was a long story.
Well, thank God,
took up a lot of time.
I needed it to be long. And then I did like a couple songs and everything. Yeah, I was playing some songs I made up for Vinny. And
then we brought the professional on, Scott Capurro.
Yes, and he closed the show and made fun of
There's
us.
There's gotta
all.
Be. Footage
I think that was the night that Vinny and Scott made out.
Oh,
oh my God!
So.
You continue to lie about what happened that night.
I feel like
I've never made out with
Scott
Capurro. That had never happened.
I got an email from Scott.
You and
Hooman
thing that trying to get back at him.
No,
yeah,
it's because of his drinking. He was sitting on Scott's lap, and Scott
took
full advantage of it.
So made up.
So not made up.
Scott emailed me this morning. He wants to come in.
Oh, I bet he does.
March 21st or 22nd. He's back.
Tell
everyone.
Him both. Yay. Both days. No problem.
Nah.
You guys.
Is there a possibility there's tape out there of this show?
I would love to
see or hear it.
Oh, God. I know.
I don't even know.
Wouldn't that be great?
You know what was great about it, though, was that as soon as we, like, nerve-wracking getting up there, and we all had to come up with routines.
Uh-huh.
And
which was basically a slasher piece on me.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I told one. I don't even remember the joke. Someone actually told it to me that day, but it was about Vinny. I'm like, I'm taking that. Thank you.
Hell yeah. But as soon as we got
on
stage,
just getting clobbered right and left.
It's addictive getting laughs.
Yeah.
Like it's you know, it made me feel like I was like, well, maybe I could do this. But then you realize like this is, you know, 300 of your listeners. Like there's no. No one was there to heckle you.
Yeah.
It was all, you know, support.
I mean, I have a lot of respect for stand-up comedians.
Hell yeah.
It's tough. It's really hard. And
it's all you. Yeah. And there's a spotlight and a mic, and that's it.
So
go.
Marcus Osborne, first stand-up show, March 13th at the Punchline. One other note before I get to the news of the day. So Hooman has had a blown-out back his whole life, and he's done... I don't know, enemas and all kinds of weird stuff to fix it.
To try to fix it, yeah.
hey, the other day at my rehab center for my feet, the doc did cupping. Have you ever done that?
I have, yeah, I did cupping.
Did that fix you?
It's like a temporary
I guess
hour
it didn't fix
hour.
You, did it?
He did cupping on your feet?
My shins.
Yeah.
Huh.
And on my calves.
Yeah. Do you have the mark still?
I didn't look, but
let's look. Let's have a look.
They're tender today.
I'll bet they are.
Yes. Wow.
It totally sucks the
toxins out. Is that what it's for?
I don't know, but it's like you know when you put a cup over your mouth and you suck on it and it attaches to your chin, and then later you have all burst blood vessels all over your chin, and you do that one time as a kid, and then you go, Jesus Christ, I'm never doing that again. That's what cupping is.
It's
so I don't know if there's a benefit.
It
but
helps
it's...
reduce pain, inflammation, helps increase blood flow.
Let me see.
I can cup you guys if you guys want that.
Oh, no, thanks. No, thank you.
I can bring it in if you want. Yeah.
No, there's a little mark there, but no, not really. Like right there.
Oh, yeah, but, I can kind of see it, but yeah, you're
she
not
did
all...
the whole front.
Wow.
It was... So I was sitting there laughing out loud because it hurt so bad. I was shocked.
Really?
The other lady walks by. She goes, "Is he laughing at you?" I'm like, "I can't believe how much that hurts."
It's laugh or cry.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Anyway, I thought maybe that's something you should try, but of course you've already done it.
Yeah,
whatever.
Done it. Big and small.
He's done it all, man. Except go to, you know, a regular medical doctor.
Right.
Or,
there it is.
Get that back looked at. Get some x-rays. Boy, she's in a mood, huh? Yeah.
You are in a mood. What's got into you? Good grief. How about a fast fact to begin here? The original name for candy corn in the 1880s was chicken feed.
Oh, that makes sense. Looks like little bits of corn. So, isn't that what you feed chickens?
When L. Frank Baum was writing The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, he got the name Oz from his filing cabinet.
O through Z?
Yep.
You're kidding me.
Nope. One drawer was A to G, one was H to N, and the other was O to Z. Oz.
That's great. Oz. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
You like that?
See the witch, old witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
There's a guy named Peter McTaggart.
Oh, very old.
Oh boy.
Sing
Easy
it low.
Go.
Yeah.
You want that?
We represent the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild.
We represent
the Lollipop Guild. We wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land. Land. Oh, that's a good one. Oz.
There's a guy named Peter McTaggart from Lancashire, England, or something like that. A guy, and back in 03, he tried to text his wife a few times, but he wound up accidentally texting a woman named Mary.
Oh, accidentally.
Yeah.
That sounds fishy already.
Right. Well, if you're wondering how that happened, he says he had just bought a new phone and it was back before your contacts would automatically transfer over. So he was typing in his wife's number and he messed up a digit. Mary let him know that you got the wrong number, but they kept texting and eventually they bonded and both revealed they were in unhappy marriages. Peter and Mary both decided to leave their spouses for each other. And in 2017, after 13 years together, they got married.
Oh.
Peter is now 46 and Mary's 60.
Oh.
But they believe they were brought together by fate and that they're a perfect match.
Well, that's nice, I guess.
Texting, everybody. Next
Ruins
time
everything.
Someone, you know, gets your text wrong, you should marry him.
Yeah. You ever, like, start a big group text or you respond
no,
to one?
No, I've never group texted.
Oh, my God. I wish I was you. I am on so many
I
GB.
I have
all
group
the...
group texting.
I know, because then you have to just silence. You're like, I just can't get notifications from this anymore. Like, everyone thinks they're so funny and has to put their 2 cents in. But I've started a group text before and put in some wrong number, and someone is like, hi, I don't know any of you people, and I'd really love to be removed from this from this thread.
Ding.
Yeah.
Ding. Ding.
It's because my phone's blowing up, and
right.
I don't know you people. So. When you, start, you seem fun.
But. When you start a group thread on your phone, how do you remove one person?
I know. I don't know how to do that.
I don't think you can.
You can if they're all on the same platform.
Yeah.
But if someone's on a Samsung, then you, or by, probably if someone's on an iPhone, you're all Samsung people. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I truly don't know how.
Yeah.
I think you have to start a new thread.
I got one of those articles in front of me. It was, I believe it was started on Twitter, but it's about the strangest eating habits that you had as a kid and people were writing in to contribute. I know that in my case, I didn't have anything like that. I didn't eat fish.
Why?
Because I didn't like it. Mm. But I used to tell my mom, I don't eat them and they don't eat me. And this is because I was in the ocean.
Adorable.
You know.
You like fish now, though.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't love it.
You order fish tacos.
I eat fish tacos, sure.
You wouldn't order just like a piece of haddock or something? Or?
I will, but I don't love it. Oh. I'm not like.
I'd give up all other food if
for
I.
For fish?
To just seafood in general.
Really?
Yeah, I could easily give up chicken or meat or whatever.
Yeah, I don't.
But fish, I couldn't give up.
No, anyway, but my little brother only ate bologna for I want to say, at least 5 years.
And look at him now.
That's it. And I'm not kidding. My mom would make a full dinner. She'd slap 3 pieces of bologna down on a plate, squirt some mustard over on the side, and that's what that boy ate for dinner.
Oh, God.
And for lunch.
What do you have for breakfast? Like Lucky Charms or something?
Yeah, some cereal or pancakes or whatever. But bologna.
Mm. Yuck. Like, bologna's awful.
We used to have to eat bologna when I was a kid for our lunch.
You used to have to. Not by choice.
My dad could afford.
Yeah.
Bologna. So we would have to have bologna sandwich for lunch. And I'd be so jealous when kids got to,
tuna fish or...
or just anything else. Right. There I was with my wheat bread, my one piece of bologna.
Did you ever...
And a little grapefruit juice.
Oh,
that's
great.
All I had
Did
for
you ever
years.
Trade your lunch?
No one wants
a bologna sandwich. What are you, crazy?
And then on hot dog day, I was so jealous because there was
bologna is a hot dog.
Well, it was
a giant hot dog sliced.
You could get a hot dog for $1 and you got chips and a soda. And I was always like, oh, I wish I could have a hot dog. But, you know,
well, you could have all the hot dogs you want now.
That would have been $3, you know, for me and my brothers.
Oh.
Yeah, I can eat all the hot dogs I want now.
Yeah. And you do.
Sure do.
Applegate wieners.
That's right. I love those wieners.
Anyway, list of things the kids. Hooman, you don't have any weird things you ate as a kid?
No.
I'm surprised to hear that.
I mean,
I bet you if you told us some of the stuff, we'd be like, yeah, that's weird.
Crushed up Doritos sprinkled on ice cream is on the list here.
Salty and sweet is good.
Plain spaghetti with Diet Coke is the sauce.
Oh my God.
Here, I'll tell you one weird thing I ate. I used to love cookie dough.
Yeah.
And I one time made the cookie dough to eat it from the box, and I would chase it down with Sunkist. How's that?
Oh. Like orange soda.
I think
soda.
A lot of people eat the
cookie dough.
Yeah,
with Sunkist. Orange soda.
Yeah.
Had to be that you couldn't just have milk or something?
No.
Or water? Had to be Sunkist.
Uncooked pasta dipped in peanut butter, salted lemon slices, cereal with 7-Up instead of milk.
Oh.
I'll tell you one thing that's weird that you used to eat is Scrapple.
You don't know it's weird, though, until you grow up.
What's Scrapple?
Scrapple's, it comes like in a brick.
And it's
frozen.
Gray. It's gray meat.
And then you cook it up and it's brown. It's delicious, actually. It's really just sausage that hasn't been shoved into casing. It's like a Philadelphia thing. Mm. Or at least my mom grew up part of her life in Philly, and she would always make, I was so psyched when I have Scrapple and eggs. And it's literally scraps. Like, as an older person who could read big words, I began to look at the Scrapple packaging, and I have to admit, I don't find it nearly as enticing as I did when I was little. You know who had gross food, though, for sure? The one who's being quiet in the corner over
Brynn.
Here.
Well, I still eat the same stuff, so it's like no different, right?
Yeah, basically everything you eat is like things we wouldn't eat.
The one weird thing I ate when I was younger was Coffee Mate, the creamer stuff, like the powder.
Yeah.
I don't know why I liked it.
Oh, you just spooned that into your powder?
I would spoon that. So that's the one thing that, other than that, like the duck blood I still eat and, you know, snails.
Those gross eggs.
What about the chicken feet?
Oh, yeah, I still eat that. I'll eat that right now.
How about the pig hoofs?
That's in all my food.
Our text number is 800-400. What?
Bak-lok-lok.
You would like baluk-lok.
Bak-lok-lok.
That's just beef.
Shaking beef.
You'd love beef. It's just beef.
Bak-lok-lok. I love you guys so much, especially on Fridays. I don't know what it is.
You delight
me.
Everywhere
I look, I see someone who delights me.
I could stand you a little bit more on Fridays for some reason.
Oh, shut up! Just stand us.
510 says, good morning. I finally saw the Hope solo picks, and I can see why Vinny would like them. She shows all the stuff. I didn't mention that as something I like. We mentioned her and held her up as an example of what not to do.
Right.
When you take nude photos, her dumb face is in the same photo as her woman area.
It's really close to it, too. Just the angle is just like, it's like her lady area. And then, you know, in the foreshortened body, there's her face like right above it. Like, it's just, it's like two big smiles coming at you.
Yeah. I like to see all the stuff for sure. So I'm not against the Hope pictures.
Right.
But that's not why we were talking about her.
She needed to tip her head back, though.
She needed to get her face out of the pic. especially knowing she's a celebrity.
Yeah, put a bag over your head, you know. Not because you're ugly, but because you got a pretty well-known face.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Dummy.
650 says, my brother finally divorced a manipulative narcissist. His five kids, 15 to 23-year-old, won't talk to him, but gladly take his money. Yeah. He now has three dogs.
Oh,
poor guy.
Well, there it is.
Oh, she gave him the dogs and kept the kids?
What is wrong with schools cannot be explained in a text. Look into how much the guy framing or roofing a school makes versus what a teacher makes. If people knew how funding worked, the people of California would be up in arms.
Well, let's get that fixed. You're right. I don't know how it works. So someone who does should fix it.
What? Can you call our guy and get that fixed, please?
Yeah, get the schools fixed, please.
Well, is Libby Schaaf doing anything about this?
Is it up to Libby? It's probably between the school board and the union or the district.
Gavin runs this town.
He runs the whole place.
That's what I mean.
Get on Gavin.
You got his number? Text
him. Yeah, text him. So what are you going to do about this?
He hates when I text him now that he's governor.
Well, he's busy, you know.
He's only been governor for like 3 weeks.
He still hates it. He finally has an excuse to tell Huma not to text him anymore.
Well, he doesn't say that, but he's really slow in getting back. He used to be pretty fast. Like, he'd get me back to me within an hour.
You know, I wonder if he's busy.
Yeah. I don't know. Isn't he fighting with Trump over the money he's not spending on
the train?
Yeah.
Trump's like, give us that money back.
He says, and it made the paper. One minute he says, it's that thing's just going to be this little corridor.
That's the part that's not going to get funded. The corridor. The little thing that he said, we'll do that and not do the $70 billion part.
Yeah.
And now the government's like, no, you can't have it. And it's like.
Give us the money
back. In retribution for our stance on other things. I hate the government. I hate the government. I'm so glad I live in a country where I can say that. That is one thing I like about the government. But you know what I mean? It's just awful. It's so broken and so corrupt.
This is what Libby tweeted this morning.
Okay.
The mayor of Oakland.
Yeah. I have confidence that both sides can come together and do what's best for our children. Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
okay. Awesome. Yeah, well, that's a political statement of all time.
We're going to take a quick break and finish up the text after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.